This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Donna, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be sharing with you a number of new recipes, and our first recipe is from Taste of Home magazine, Winter 2025, and this recipe won first prize in their holiday party contest. Most of us are familiar with puppy chow, but this is a new take on the old recipe. This is from Kristen Bowers in Gilbert, Arizona. She says, "In my extended family, there are both nut and gluten allergies. I originally came up with this recipe because I wanted to bring an allergy-friendly dish to family potlucks that still tasted delicious and seasonal. It got such rave reviews that now I make it all throughout the year." This recipe has a 15-minute prep time and makes 3 quarts. The ingredients you will need are rice Chex cereal, white baking chocolate, vegetable oil, Biscoff creamy cookie spread, grated orange zest, ground cinnamon, kosher salt, orange extract, and confectioner's sugar. The specifics on our ingredients: you will need 1 12-ounce box of rice Chex, a 12-ounce bag of white baking chocolate chopped, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 cup Biscoff creamy cookie spread, 1 tablespoon grated orange zest, 1 1/2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 1/2 teaspoon orange extract, and 3 cups of confectioner's sugar. Pour the entire box of cereal into a large bowl. In a large microsafe bowl, combine the chocolate and the oil. Microwave on high for 30 seconds and stir gently. Continue microwaving on high, stirring every 30 seconds until the chocolate is melted and blended. Stir in your cookie butter, zest, cinnamon, salt, and orange extract until smooth. Pour over cereal and stir gently to coat. In batches, place confectioner's sugar in a large, airtight container. Add cereal mixture, close container, and shake until well coated. Spread cereal on a baking sheet. Let stand until set and store in airtight containers. A 3/4 cup of puppy chow has 388 calories. 15 grams of fat, 6 of these are saturated fat, 0 cholesterol, 248 milligrams of sodium, 63 grams of carbs, 43 grams sugar, 1 gram fiber, and 3 grams of protein. Our next recipe is also from Taste of Home, the Winter 2025 edition. And this one makes a perfect brunch or weeknight dinner. It's a cheese, wild mushroom, and bacon pie. And this comes to us from Barbara Easterbrook from Appleton, Wisconsin. And she says, rustic flavors of roasted garlic and mushrooms make the savory pie a perfect option for brunch or weeknight dinner. A mixture of mushrooms gives a depth of flavor. This recipe takes about 25 minutes to prepare, and it'll bake for about 30 minutes and includes 8 servings. Our ingredients for this recipe are garlic cloves, canola oil, 1 sheet of refrigerated pie crust, bacon, assorted fresh mushrooms, sweet onion, eggs, cream cheese, salt, pepper, shredded sharp cheddar cheese, Parmesan cheese, and paprika. The breakdown on our ingredients: you'll need 3 garlic cloves peeled, 1 teaspoon of canola oil, 1 sheet of refrigerated pie crust, 4 bacon strips cut into half-inch pieces, 1 pound of sliced assorted fresh mushrooms, 1 quarter cup finely chopped sweet onion, 3 large eggs, an 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, and 1/8 of a teaspoon of paprika. And here we go, step by step. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. You're going to want to place your 3 peeled garlic cloves in a double thickness of heavy-duty foil and drizzle with the teaspoon of canola oil. Wrap the foil around the garlic and bake for 15 to 20 minutes until the garlic is softened. Cool the garlic. Now reduce your oven setting to 375. Unroll your dough into a 9-inch pie plate and flute the edge. In a large skillet, cook bacon over medium heat for 3 to 5 minutes or until crisp. Remove to paper towels with a slotted spoon and drain, reserving 2 teaspoons of the drippings. Sauté your mushrooms and onions in the drippings until tender, about 3 minutes, and set aside. In a large bowl, whisk the eggs and softened cream cheese until blended. Stir in your salt, pepper, and mushroom mixture. Squeeze softened garlic into the mixture and mix well. Sprinkle shredded cheddar cheese over the crust. Top with bacon. Now pour the egg mixture over the top. Sprinkle with Parmesan cheese and paprika. Bake at 375 degrees until a knife inserted in the center comes out clean, 30 to 35 minutes. Let stand 15 minutes before cutting. Our nutritional value of 1 piece is 468 calories, 35 grams of fat, 19 grams are saturated fat, 180 milligrams of cholesterol, 719 milligrams of sodium, 24 grams of carbs, 3 sugars and 1 gram fiber, and 16 grams protein. In our family, we have always enjoyed having breakfast for dinner. And this next recipe from Taste of Home, Winter 2025, is a new take on pancakes. They're called buttermilk beer pancakes. And they came to us from Carrie Aldridge from Hudson Oaks, Texas. She says, a friend shared these pancakes with me when I was in college. I was instantly hooked. His dad had made them for as long as he could remember. And I love them because they are so light and fluffy. This recipe will make 36 pancakes and takes about 10 minutes to prep. You will need all-purpose flour, sugar, salt, baking soda, eggs, buttermilk, canola oil, and beer. For our specifics on our ingredients, we'll need 5 cups all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 4 large eggs at room temperature, 4 cups buttermilk, 1/4 cup canola oil, and 12 ounces of your favorite beer. In a large bowl, whisk flour, sugar, salt, and baking soda. In a second bowl, whisk eggs, buttermilk, and oil until blended. Add to dry ingredients, stirring in until just moistened. Now stir in your beer. Lightly grease a griddle. Heat over medium heat. Pour batter by 1/4 cupfuls onto griddle. Cook until bubbles on top begin to pop and bottoms are golden brown. Flip and then cook on the second side until golden brown. 3 pancakes equal 308 calories, 7 grams of fat, 1 gram is saturated fat, 65 milligrams of cholesterol, 784 milligrams of sodium, 47 grams of carbs, 7 grams are sugar, 1 gram fiber, and 10 grams of protein. You'd want to serve these up with a side of fresh fruit and bacon. A quick tip for cooking bacon is to place strips on a single layer on a parchment-lined pan. You'll bake at 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes or until crispy. You will end up with perfectly flat strips of bacon, no mess, and no splatters. Oh, and don't forget the syrup. Of course, we love cooking for our loved ones, but who can be a better loved one than one of our pets? The next recipe is from the Food Network, and it's entitled Pet Project, and it's a treat for your dog. Here's the backstory on this recipe. Michael Petrohe's pup Sunshine has always been more than just a boy's best friend. She also led him to his dream job. I love making things that make dogs happy, says Michael, who was born with Coffin-Lowry syndrome, a rare genetic disorder. Michael had the idea for a dog bakery in 2017 when he explored possible career paths for a high school assignment. He started making peanut butter pumpkin bones for Sunshine and then sold them in the community. 2 years later, Michael's mom, Karen, and her husband, Scott, opened Michael's Barkery on Daniel Island in South Carolina and hired Michael and other staffers with intellectual disabilities. The team is led by head chef April Malotte, who created these Bark Scotties. They're especially popular with the dogs. Here's our recipe for Bark Scotty. You'll need gluten-free flour, ground flaxseed, baking powder, ground cinnamon, ground ginger, unsweetened applesauce, eggs at room temperature, pumpkin puree, coconut oil, dried chopped cranberries, slivered almonds, roughly chopped, yogurt chips, carob chips, or natural peanut butter for dipping, unsweetened, desiccated coconut for topping. Takes about 35 minutes to put this recipe together, and it makes about 40 treats for your dog. Now, the specifics on our ingredients. You'll need 2 1/4 cups gluten-free flour, plus more for kneading, 2 tablespoons ground flaxseed, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, 3/4 cup unsweetened applesauce, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 1/2 cup canned pure pumpkin puree, 1 tablespoon coconut oil, melted and cooled, 1/2 cup dried cranberries chopped, 3/4 cup slivered almonds, roughly chopped. For dipping, you'll use yogurt chips, carob chips, or natural peanut butter, and unsweetened desiccated coconut for the topping. To begin, you'll want to preheat your oven to 325 degrees. Whisk together the flour, flaxseed, baking powder, cinnamon, and ginger in a large bowl. Stir together the applesauce, eggs, and pumpkin puree in another bowl. You can mix in a stand mixer on low speed. Stir in the melted coconut oil. Add the flour mixture to the applesauce mixture in 3 batches, stirring after each addition. The dough will be somewhat wet and sticky. Stir in the dried cranberries and almonds. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Scoop the dough onto a lightly floured surface. Flour your hands and lightly knead the dough a few times. Divide the dough in half. Form each piece of dough into an 11 to 12 inch long log. Transfer to the baking sheet. Use your fingers to flatten the logs into long rectangles, about 3.5 inches wide and 1/2 inch thick. Bake until the dough is lightly browned and firm in the center. This will take 20 to 25 minutes in our preheated to 325 degree oven. Let cool 10 minutes and then use a serrated knife to cut the logs into 1/2 to 3/4 inch wide pieces. Lay the cookies cut side down on 2 unlined baking sheets. Bake, flipping the cookies halfway through until crisp, another 15 to 20 minutes. Let cool completely. To decorate the treats, you're going to melt yogurt chips, carob chips, or peanut butter and let cool. Dip the cookies partway into the mixture and sprinkle with coconut. This Bark Scotty recipe sounds so delicious and has all human-friendly ingredients, I may just sit down and share one with my dog. Our next recipe comes from the Holiday 2024 edition of All Recipes. And if you would like to recreate a family favorite from the breakfast aisle at home, this copycat version of all the frosted, fruity makings of the real thing, and purchase dough and jam, make it simple enough to prepare with your little sous chefs. This is a Kids at Heart recipe for homemade toaster pastries. And this recipe will make 8. Your ingredients will be refrigerated pie crust, at room temperature, strawberry or raspberry jam, whole milk plus more for brushing, egg, water, powdered sugar, vanilla extract. Food coloring and sprinkles are optional. Now for our specifics. You will need 1 14.1-ounce package of rolled refrigerated pie crust. That would be 2 crusts at room temperature. 1/4 cup strawberry or raspberry jam. 2 tablespoons whole milk plus more for brushing. 1 egg. 1 tablespoon of water. 1 1/2 cups powdered sugar. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. You'll preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Line 2 10 by 15 inch baking sheets with parchment paper. Unroll 1 pie crust on a lightly floured work surface. Gently roll to an 11-inch rounded square. Trim edges to make a square. Cut the square into 8 equal-sized rectangles. Repeat with the remaining pie crust to make 16 rectangles total. Next, you'll spoon 2 teaspoons of jam in the center of each 8 rectangles. Spread jam in an even layer, leaving a 1/4-inch border. Brush the edges of the dough with a little milk. Top each jammy rectangle with 1 of the remaining 8 rectangles. Crimp the edges with a fork to seal. Trim edges if desired, and arrange filled pastries on a prepared baking sheet. For the egg wash, beat together the egg and water in a small bowl. Brush egg wash over the tops of the filled pastries. Bake until edges are lightly browned, 10 to 12 minutes. Let cool on a baking sheet. For the frosting, stir together the powdered sugar, vanilla, and remaining 2 tablespoons of milk in a small bowl. Tint with food coloring if desired. Spoon frosting over pastries and add sprinkles. 1 pastry is equivalent to 335 calories, 12 grams of fat, 5 grams are saturated fat, 3 grams of protein, 56 grams of carbs, 0 grams fiber, 31 grams sugar, and 271 milligrams of sodium. Pop-Tarts have always been a favorite at our house. You can fill them with things other than the strawberry or raspberry jam. The possibilities for the fillings could be endless. If you're not sure and need some ideas, just look on your grocer's shelf for all the varieties of Pop-Tarts out there. But make your own with your favorite little sous chef. Well, that's all we have time for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's recipe from Cook's Corner from the Audio Reading Service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Until our next time together, happy cooking!